BSU Hockey with a handful of new freshmen. The lead recruiter for Bemidji State, Teddy Belisle, with us. Teddy, overall, as a group, what's this freshman class bring to the table?
You know what? I think they bring a mixture of speed. We got some, we have some talent in that group too. We got a little bit of size with a couple of guys too. So I think it brings a lot of balance. And, but overall, I think that, we're happy with the skill set and the speed of our incoming guys.
All right. You've got one transfer. We'll talk about him first. David Bohm, he had played at UMass.
You know what, David played at UMass, came to us from Cedar Rapids, where Travis Winter is now coaching, former player of ours, and in the USHL. And David's an electric player, and fans won't get to see him. I think they might have got to see him in the scrimmage, green and white scrimmage, but that'll be it for the year. And it's one of those things where, in time, people will see David, and they'll see that he's electric. He's an energizer bunny. He just keeps going and going, and he's an exciting prospect for us.
All right, on to your freshman, forward, Jeff Jubenville.
You know what, Jeff, we've been watching Jeff for a number of years, and we've, from day one, we always loved his feet. He could really skate. He's an elite-type skater. And through the last couple of years and tracking his progress, he went from 135 pounds to 170, and he's finally got some strength. And, we look forward to him being able to hopefully come in and play and add some impact with speed in our depth. We'll try to groom him as a penalty killer here right away and throw him in the fire on that part. And then, he's got a good feel for the game, and he's got a good enough skill set where, hopefully he can chip in here and there.
Another forward, Radoslav Ilo.
Well, I think if you look at the stats, he's probably he's our only draft pick coming in this class, and he's got a lot of talent. He's an exciting prospect with things that he's accomplished already, having played in the World Junior Championship, and being drafted by the Anaheim Ducks. Rado's gift is his shot, and he's always been able to score. He can play fast, and he's a bigger guy for us. I think he's around 6 feet, 190 something pounds, and he's that power forward type that we're going to need him to kind of keep pucks, get in on forechecks, and score. We'll throw him into the fire right away too.
Defenseman from Grand Rapids, Sam Rendell.
Sammy's exciting, and he's a guy, obviously, from he's a good old northern boy here, and Sammy, has a lot of talent, and he's an exciting young defenseman because he can just make plays, and he can run a power play. He can quarterback that power play. He can just flat out make plays, and he's another kid too who's added to his strength, and is, he's really changed his body actually, in about 9 months. And he had a really good year last year in Bismarck, North Dakota, actually with another former Beaver, Lane Sedevy. And he's just exciting. You're going to see him on the power play right away.
Another forward, Garrett Ladd.
Garrett Ladd is coming in, and Bert and Tom got really excited about him in the North American League Showcase. And when we went to Northern Michigan last year, they stopped in and watched him practice, and his speed is exceptional. He's a little bowling ball out there. He's going to be tough to knock off the puck because he's 5'9" and 180 pounds. So he's built like a brick something. And as such, he's got some skill. He'll have a little transition period, like most of our guys. All these guys will, but he's going to get in the lineup right away, and he brings speed and depth, and he's competitive too.
Last two rookies, both defensemen, Kyle Brody.
Kyle's from Wenatchee in the North American League. He's a bigger defenseman for us, and he's got a very good hands skills. Right now he's lacking a little bit of strength. That's probably going to hold him back for a little bit, but he's a good kid, and he's working hard, and he'll get that. But when he gets into the lineup, he's going to be able to make plays, on the blue line. He's going to be able to shoot the puck and get it in on goal, and he's big enough where he can get in front of people and defend.
And the last rook, Anton Racklin.
Anton, you know what, from Gothenburg, Sweden. You know, I think he's the youngest player on our team right now. You know, he's a decent sized kid with 6 foot, you know, 190 pounds. He's, you know, he's got decent feet and agility. Right now, the big thing for Anton is for him to really adjust to North American hockey. It's a little different over here. You know, it's a little bit more linear, up and down, in your face. In Europe, it's a lot more controlled and planned out. And I think that, you know, as soon as he gets that adjustment down, he'll be able to play for us at some point.
Emil Billberg seemed to adjust his game pretty quickly. You going to lean on Emil to kind of help that process along?
Two different positions, you know, but if, you know, some of the language that we all speak, you don't need to be translated anyways. So I think it's one of those things where you know, I you know, it's good. It's always good having someone else with Anton you know, Rattle to look up to. Emails coming in from overseas and see how he adjusts, and he can mentor those kids, and he'll do a good job at that.
How has recruiting changed with a new league and with a new building?
I think we're in the middle of finding that out. You know, last year, did we see a lot of impact right away? No. You know, we got in the door with a lot of recruits that we lost to. And the hard part at that time, I think, was kids coming in here to and looking at the steel beams and not seeing the finished product. You know, within the last month, we've had some success with kids coming in and being awed by what we have to offer as far as making the player better. So, you know, I can't fully answer that. I guess we'll tell you in about 2 years because, you know, the recruiting cycles are 2 to 3 years. But I think that, you know, it definitely instantly coming in, you know, kids are listening. We're getting in the game with guys like North Dakota, Minnesota, and Denver, and that's exciting. And kids are excited about us. You know, but I think in time we'll figure out, you know, exactly who we, you know, what our niche is. That's what we've always done. We've always had a very good niche, and we stuck to it. Now we're kind of discovering what our new niche is, and we got to figure that out.
Well, that was actually my next question. In the past, would you even try to fight that fight with a North Dakota or a Minnesota?
No. We'd concede. We'd fold them. You know, we'd fold the cards. You know, we didn't risk. We, you know what? We weren't riverboat gamblers with that stuff. But you know, I think that we always competed against them. You know, and I think what we did more in the past was force their hand to make decisions, rather than, you know, actually being in it. And you know, and you know, it's a little bit. You know, we just move up on the chain of the haves and the have-nots. You know, where in that chain do we fit? I'm not sure, but you know, in the past we folded up and we moved on.
Teddy, thank you much.
No problem, Schulte.